This is Kate from ConversationsWithKate.net, inviting you to improve your listening comprehension by listening to my conversations with guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to feel comfortable in English conversations for business, travel, or pleasure. By listening to real conversations between me and a native or non-native English speaker, you will improve your understanding of different English accents, connected speech, and you'll learn interesting things about people, language, and travel along the way. My goal is to connect cultures through conversation. We'll improve understanding of our world and each other. Thank you for joining us. This is episode number 48. My guest today is Aaron Hughes, a sophomore at DePaul University studying peace, justice, and conflict studies. Aaron is here to tell us about another service immersion experience, this time in Bogota, Colombia. Welcome to the podcast, Aaron. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really impressed with the opportunities that you have at DePaul and delighted that you can be here. You told me that in Chicago, you're part of the VIA, Vincentians in Action. 2 weeks ago, Grace told us a little bit about Vincentianism, but can you tell us something about, what would you call it, an organization, the VIA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually call it VIA, and yeah, like you said, it's Vincentians in Action. It's a community of different student groups, and basically we go by the mission of St. Vincent de Paul. If you listen to Grace's podcast, you know, it's just about charity and service. We promote dialogue and helping others. And a big part of it is just bringing awareness to ourselves through interactions with different groups and like being present with different communities. So that's what I'm involved in.
And it's respecting the human dignity of all these people, right? That's a big part, like part of the mission statement.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So you said that you have some work that you do in Chicago as well as opportunities to go travel, right?
Yeah, through VIA, all my activities that I'm involved in are somehow related to it. So I do weekly service. I lead a group that goes to a neighborhood in Chicago, Little Village, and we tutor kids who are first through third graders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also involved in workshops to connect organizations and students at DePaul who may not know about Vincentianism. So I help them understand the mission and see that it's really for everyone. And, you know, it's not limited to one religion or one belief. It's really like something that applies to everyone and we all can work towards social action together. So, yeah.
That's great. Is that one of the things that drew you to DePaul?
Yeah, I think it's really funny, actually, because so I was raised Catholic. Right now I'm kind of just, I'm like more of a spiritual person, but I still really appreciate Vincentianism. But I knew about Louise de Marillac, who's kind of St. Vincent's, like Vincentianism is about like his mission, but also hers. She was the patron saint of social workers. So my confirmation saint that I chose was Louise. So when I applied to DePaul and I realized that she was so respected and like whatever, everything she stands for is kind of the foundation of the school, I like knew I wanted to be there. Any school that's working for social justice, I wanted to be a part of.
When did she live?
In 17th century France. It's the same time as St. Vincent de Paul.
So they knew each other.
Yes, they were collaborators, and he was actually like her spiritual advisor, and then they kind of teamed together. Yeah, they basically did service together and like helped form charities.
Okay, really interesting. Mm-hmm. So you went all the way to Bogota, Colombia for your service immersion, and did you do that this past year?
Yeah, I did that the same time that Grace went to LA. I went in end of November, early December.
Wow, very recent then. And yeah, you were there for 9 days. Tell us about your experience there. What was it like?
It was amazing. It was very eye-opening. So I really didn't know what to expect going into it. I've been on another service immersion before, but this was my first international trip, and I didn't know much about Colombia, to be honest. I didn't know about the armed conflict, and everything I knew was kind of limited to the news, which isn't always accurate, or the, you know, can be very one-sided. So, you know, I just went in with the expectation of going to be present with the communities and learning as much as possible and hopefully making a difference. I just worked with different communities and learned about the armed conflict and how they've come together to kind of collectively heal and promote peace and reconciliation, and just the strides that they've made working towards social change.
Did you learn what the conflict was about?
Basically, it's like there's a very long history, but I understood that there's different groups that have been fighting. So there's guerrilla groups, one that's called the Armed Forces of Colombia, and then there's the government. And basically, there's just a lot of conflict. So there's been a lot of like disappearances and people experiencing violence. And there's also a lot of displaced people. Like Colombia has so many displaced people. So yeah, that's like kind of what's going on there. And then I learned that even though some of the victims of like people have had family members, you know, kidnapped or harmed by the military or guerrilla groups, even though if they've forgiven the person who committed the violence, the nation is like still very polarized. And that's why the violence is continuing even after all these years.
Were you talking to mainly people that were your age then when you went, or?
So we met with a lot of people the first day, and like throughout the whole trip, we were connected with the University of in Colombia. So it was students my age, and it was really interesting. Like we went to their campus and we got to look around and we heard a little bit about what's happening. So there were protests that college students have been doing for a bit. And the public institutions are getting less funding than the private institutions. So they're basically just demanding that, you know, they be given the same budget. And it's kind of similar to America, because like the students struggle with, they have a lot of student loans and they don't have grants there. They're all kind of like scholarships, but they're really like loans because they have to pay them off. So, yeah, I learned about that. And then they're also like, we met with older people, members of other communities.
Do you want to tell us about any of those?
Yeah. So we met with a lot of indigenous folks, and that was like one of my favorite parts of the trip, because we heard about different representatives of their different groups, and they were telling us about how they're still fighting for their land. And the thing I really appreciated was that in general, like Colombia seems to really recognize and appreciate like the indigenous cultures. They talked about how important it is to be like represented. One of the quotes that really stuck out to me that someone said during a forum was that without land, we are not indigenous. Like, I didn't really know about the indigenous peoples in Colombia until I went. So it's a learning experience.
And are they keeping their language? I mean, when you talk about the indigenous people, these were the Native Americans who were there before the Spanish, the conquistadors came, right?
Yes. Well, there was a lot. There was a lot of different groups. Probably we heard from maybe like 10, but some of them, we did hear their languages. They were sharing some words with us.
Do you speak Spanish?
I don't. I really wish that I learned more Spanish before going. So it was a little bit challenging just because I really wanted to connect with the people, and I didn't want to be a burden on, you know, like my peers who were being so conscious of us and helping us, you know, translate. But I knew that it may be exhausting for them at times. Even though it was, I couldn't understand every single word, I feel like it really taught me to pay more attention to people and I could still feel their energy and like see through their body language if they're sharing something really personal. So I think it taught me to be more like in tune with others. We met with this man named Lucho, and he works at this center. It's called the Center for Reconciliation or the School of Reconciliation. And so he, at one time was in a guerrilla group, since when he was very young. It was kind of his only option to survive was like to either join them or like be a victim. So that's what he did. And then later on he was imprisoned, but then he just kind of had a turning point in his life where he realized like all this fighting is just not effective and it's not necessary. So he wanted to make a change, and he was just very like open with us about what he went through, which I really appreciated his vulnerability. But he was just saying how like now he promotes peace, and part of the organization that he's a part of works with different schools and communities to give them like the foundation for reconciling with, you know, all the violence that they've encountered or maybe even like been a part of. So it's like educational, and they do like peace circles. They work with the elderly, they work with middle schoolers, and they've seen like very positive results in them just being more like accepting, and also just their personal healing it's really helped them.
Mm-hmm. I've never been part of a peace circle. Can you describe it?
Yeah. So I didn't start getting involved until like last year, but it's just people create a space. They're like safe spaces, and you just come in, you're like, be completely authentic, be yourself. And usually you have some kind of talking piece, and then you like pass it around. The person with the talking piece can only speak. Everyone else has to listen. And sometimes there's like a talk beforehand, and then you're reflecting on what you just heard. Usually you're being very intentional, because it's usually like somehow social justice related. Like I went to one in Rogers Park in Chicago, and it was about, it was some women sharing who had been incarcerated and women who have experienced domestic abuse. So then afterwards we were in the circle. It was just a very like nice space of support and dialogue. Dialogue is very important. And just, you know, like I said earlier, dialogue and being open-minded, that's really important. It's not always about sharing your knowledge or showing that you look knowledgeable. It's really about learning from others' experiences. And I think that's something everyone can practice to promote peace.
That's a beautiful way to end this. So thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, Erin.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I loved having you on the show. And it's very helpful to me, especially in the new year now, to think about the possibilities in our country, and that there are so many youth who are really doing positive things. So thank you for being on the podcast today. And thank you for all the work that you're doing in your community in Chicago, at DePaul, and in the world as you move out and talk to people in other parts of the world.
Oh, thank you.
You've been listening to my conversation with Erin Hughes, a sophomore at DePaul University in Chicago and a member of VIA, Vincentians in Action. I'm on a mission to connect cultures through conversation, and I'm always looking for guests who are doing positive things across cultures. I welcome your suggestions. Please contact me via my website, conversationswithkate.net. You can also sign up for free lesson guides and transcripts available in my monthly email updates at conversationswithkate.net. I would love to hear from you. Thanks to Erin Burdett for her music. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. I'm honored that you spent some of your precious time with me. Thank you for listening. Until next time.